Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kiddushin Mem Dalid, Kiddushin 44b, pagination is 88. We start just beneath midway on the page. There's a two dots at the end of the line, and then we begin. Itmar, we learned. Kitana Sheniskacha Shalola Da'asaviyah. A young girl under the age of Bas Mitzvah that accepted Kiddushin without the consent of her father. Now, we understand that biblically, at least, there's a concept that a father is allowed to marry off his underage daughter. And we discussed this, that in cases where it would be to her advantage, because a great shidduch would come along and things were vulnerable and he needed to do this in order to get her on good footing, biblically, at least, it would be permitted. We encountered the Gemara in the beginning of this perek that a father was told that he's not allowed to do this unless he waits until she's old enough to say, "Bepiloni ani rotze, I would like this person as my husband." But again, biblically, there's such a concept as the father marrying her off when she's underage. What would happen, though, if the girl herself accepted Kiddushin underage? Is that a Kiddushin at all or not? And this Gemara could be very relevant to some of the types of cases that were posed to Reb Moshe Feinstein, for example, where children did an act of Kiddushin. They thought it was very cute, perhaps at a carnival, or perhaps they were sitting around joking and saying, "Would you marry me?" And a ring was given. If they were underage, if she was a ketana, it might very well be quite helpful to absolve her and say that she doesn't need a get, because if it is a marriage, then they're married. And for her to go free, she's going to require a get, which has its own stigma, and also the prohibition to marry a Kohen, if indeed that needs to be done. Omar Shmuel ruled, Tzricha get u'tzricha miyun. This underage girl that accepted Kiddushin without the father knowing anything about it, Shmuel ruled it requires a get and it requires miyun. Miyun is a rejection process in which a girl who was not married off by her father, but rather she was married off by her mother or brothers because the father had already passed on and they were looking to set her up. So she has the right to reject such a marriage through the act of miyun. So Shmuel is saying we're like straddling the fence over here. We're requiring a get on the one hand as if it's a good marriage, as if the father consented. And we're also requiring miyun, which is the kind of thing that you would do if she was on her own or with the help of her mother or brothers, and she's now rejecting it. You need both in order to get her out of the marriage. This was debated. Amar Karna Devarim Begav. It's not true. Im get lama miyun, im miyun lama get. If you need get, that means it's a good marriage. Why would you need miyun? And if you need miyun, then get is inappropriate. That means it's just a rabbinic type marriage. It's not a real marriage. And why would you need a biblical get as well? They sent this message to Rav to see if he would agree with Shmuel or with Karna. And Rav's response was, Hu Elokim, which would probably be translated by God. It's really important to issue the right ruling over here. We don't want her to end up being a married woman who ends up going with the wrong person. There are high ramifications, high stakes here. Tzricha get u'tzricha miyun. She definitely needs a get and miyun. And chosle, I pity whoever rules differently. V'tai mamai, why indeed do you need get and miyun? Karna's objection was quite clear. The get is required because it's possible that the father agrees to the kiddushin. And if you have his consent, then essentially the girl was accepting the kiddushin, what turns out to be, on his behalf. Tzricha miyun, but we also require miyun, because this is only a fear that it might be a good kiddushin. And therefore, shema lo nisratzo ha'av b'kiddushin. You also have the other side of the coin. Maybe the father doesn't agree to the kiddushin. V'yomru, and people are going to think that it was a valid marriage. And if this man would then try to marry her sister, people would say, in kiddushin tofsin ba'achosa. It's a sister of your former wife, and kiddushin doesn't work with her. You can't marry her. And they'll think that that kiddushin is not valid, when really it is. It was only a concern that said that he's married to this underage girl. And if he would try to marry her sister, we should require a get from her as well. And therefore, Rav was adamant to straddle the fence over here, because we're not sure how the father weighs in regarding this kiddushin that his daughter accepted. Amar Rav Nachman, v'husha shadchu. Rav Nachman said this concern was only because there was a shiduchim, a statement of intent to have her marry this man. In other words, if there was no such statement of intent, what we would call together, what we would call today an engagement, Rav Nachman held that's not what they were worried about. Maybe the father agreed. Ula Omar, Ula said, afilu miyun eina tzricha. Ula said, we could totally disregard this event. You don't need a get, you don't need even miyun. Afagav de shidchu, even if there was shidduchim, you don't need anything. She's going out to accept kiddushin. The father never sent her, the father never agreed. By the time she accepted it, or I should say, at the time that she accepted it, the father was not giving his consent. Even if he would consent afterwards, this view would say, that's too late, it's over, it's gone. In Shulchan Aruch this is brought, Simen Lamed Zayin Se'if Yud Aleph, in Evan HaEzer, Kidsha Atzma Belo Da'as Aviyah, she went out and accepted Kiddushin without a directive from her father. Eino klum, the first view states, it's nothing. Afilu miyun eino tzricha, she doesn't even need miyun. Vafilu shidcha aviyah tchila, even if there was shiduchim. Vafilu nisratzo ha'av beferish achar ha-kiddushin, even if the father totally agreed after the kiddushin, because it's too late. When she did it, she did not act on behalf of her father. V'yesh omrim, though, the Shulchan Aruch continues, that if the father would agree when he hears about it, that would be cause of concern. And there's discussion, does the money that was used for Kiddushin still have to exist in her possession at the time that the father states that he approves? And certainly it's a complex topic as to how we would rule. In general, though, this kind of case could be, this ruling, even though it's not such a clear ruling, depending on how the case plays out, but the ruling can certainly be helpful in a case where the boy and the girl were doing it in more of a joking way, and the father is certainly not giving consent, never dreamed, and it wasn't shadchu. There was no engagement of a 10-year-old girl, for example. And the result is that if there was a practical case, as Reb Moshe describes a number of such cases in Igris Moshe, if not a definitive ruling to be reached from this halacha, but certainly it can help in arriving at a definitive halacha where the goal is to sufficiently support the position that the Kiddushin was a joke, and if we can sufficiently support that, we may be able to reach the point where a get would not be required. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.